Time now for the Coach's Show, brought to you by Fanatics with head coach Quinn Snyder. And Coach, as you get ready to play the Nuggets again, I don't know what your view was. I know you watch film all the time to try to get better. How much did you go back and watch that series, either to, improve, to enjoy it, to just kind of try to figure out and take in that whole unique experience?
Well, I don't think I enjoyed it as much. there were certainly good things about it. We went back and watched Game 7 and, watched certain parts of the series. Alex Jensen did too. You don't have time, obviously, to watch all 7 games. To give you a little bit of an idea of some things you might see, their teams actually, they're by and large, as long as Jokic and Maria are there, they're basically the same team. But Grant Levy, in particular, changes them a little bit. So there's things you can definitely take from it. But this being a new season, I think there's things that obviously you have to factor in and account for that are different as well.
Is that Game 7 loss talked about amongst the team? Is it just kind of unspoken? Is it just not a part of this season at all because you've moved on?
I think it's part of, a series like that always gets lodged in your mind. It was certainly talked about last summer and into the fall. But when you're full in the season at this point, I'm sure it's something that's come up with our players, but it's not something that we're referencing, right now. Like, hey, we got to get back at them, so to speak. The best way you can do that is through the course of the season. When you get an opportunity to play again in the playoffs, that's certainly different. But, I know our guys, and I know that, that's certainly, if not in the back of their brain, somewhere there.
We have talked a lot about Mike Conley and Rudy Gobert beginning to understand each other offensively. Their defensive numbers are equally as outstanding together when they've been defending on the pick and roll. What have they learned with each other defensively?
Well, not to take anything away from Rudy, because we know how good he is, and he's impactful in some ways, no matter who he's with. But in this case, even more so, some of the things that Mike's begun to do, just moving his pickup points a little further up the floor, being a little more active on the ball. I think what it does, he's so quick, it gives him the opportunity to keep the defense, or keep the offense, I should say, guessing, whether he's going to slide under a pick and roll, if it's up on the floor more, use his quickness to get over the top. A lot of those things that even last game, he pursued Trae Young and blocked his shot. So, I think those two together, as you said, getting to know each other, and you're right, defense, continuity in defense is as important on offense. You just don't notice it as much, and you score it in a different way.
Coach, thank you very much. Best of luck today against the Nuggets.
Thanks a lot, guys.